She tried not to be overbearing, but it was hard sometimes. Zachary was such a sensitive boy, and he didn't react well to being ignored either. Maybe if he had a little brother or sister, but that wasn't going to happen any time soon. Not now that Susie had become the 10 o'clock anchor. She had finally gotten into the inner sanctum of recognizable faces in L.A. No small feat for a former weather girl from Tucson, thank you very much. And she wasn't going to let another pregnancy slow her down right now. Especially since New York was apparently very interested in her as well. As if on cue, the phone rang. Caller ID showed her husband's cell number, and she juggled the headset up to her ear. "Hi, where are you, honey?" She spoke through a frown. She was glad Gio wasn't there to see. "Miami, I think we're wrapping up. I have to shoot up to Palm Beach in a minute. Of course, there's another hurricane on the horizon, so I want to vamoose out of here. We just need a few signatures, but it looks like the contract's a go." "Great," she said with hollow enthusiasm. She was supposed to know what project he was talking about, but they all blended together. Something about a shopping mall in southern Florida. Was that right? Was Vero Beach in South Florida? The Treasure Coast? This was their game. He spoke about his work as if she cared, and she pretended to. "So I should be home tonight instead of Monday, which would be nice. Maybe play a little golf this week? Wyatt finally invited me to Riviera."
"Mm-hmm.
How's the little dude?"
"He's right here. Hang on."
Susie surrendered the phone to the back seat.
"It's Daddy. Be nice."
She was already rearranging today's schedule in her head.